Now we have arrived at 885 Third Avenue at the Lipstick Building. When you think of a lipstick tube, words like red or cylinder or expensive may come to mind. Well, as you can see, this building is located between blocks of rectangular buildings and its oval outline rises 452 feet high in three oval stacked cylinders from highest to lowest with a red granite and steel facade. Pricey materials. Like an open lipstick tube, hence its informally formalized name of the Lipstick Building. As you look up from crowded Third Avenue, the building has inclined aspect that decreases towards the top, which was also intentional in order to be compliant with the urban regulations of the city in terms of volume, occupation of light in the street, and space for the pedestrian circulation of the busy avenue. The Lipstick Building was designed in 1986 by Philip Johnson and John Burgee. Johnson also designed the Sony Building, originally AT&T headquarters, nicknamed the Chippendale Building, for its massive split pediment roofline. Philip Johnson helped define postmodern architecture with this building, making it completely unique for 80s architecture. However, Johnson's original claim to fame was actually his own house that he built in 1949. Literally, visualize a minimalist one-room, floor-to-ceiling, glass house, no curtains, that you've definitely seen on Instagram or an Architectural Digest magazine. And that is Philip's iconic home, which, to nobody's surprise, is indeed called the Glass House. Located in New Canaan, Connecticut, the Glass House is one of the nation's greatest modern architectural landmarks. Inspired by Mies van der Rohe's Farnsworth House, the Glass House's exterior walls are made up of glass with no interior walls, a radical departure from houses of the time. The kitchen, dining, and sleeping areas were all in one glass-enclosed room, which Johnson initially lived in, together with the brick guest house. The exterior sides of the Glass House utilize charcoal-painted steel and glass. The brick floor is 10 inches above the ground. The interior is open with a space divided by low walnut cabinets, a brick cylinder contains the bathroom, and is the only object to reach floor to ceiling. The pastoral 49-acre landscape comprises 14 structures, including the glass house, and features a permanent collection of renowned 20th century paintings and sculptures, along with temporary exhibitions. The campus serves as a catalyst for the preservation and interpretation of modern architecture, landscape, and art, and a canvas for inspiration and experimentation. You can schedule an in-person tour of the Glass House and the other structures today. Now, what the heck does this crazy glass house have to do with the Lipstick Building, you may be asking? Well, the early German modernists believed that the material of glass would launch a cultural revolution. Glass walls would not only change the look of buildings, but they would also transform the lives of those who lived inside them. Stripped of the opaque protective cover afforded by old-fashioned masonry buildings, civilization would advance toward a light-filled realm of freedom and candor. Journalists of the 80s said that Philip Johnson lives in two glass houses. One is the Glass House in New Canaan. The other is the Lipstick Building, which he actually ran his architecture firm out of for several years. So, in Johnson's case, at least, it turns out that the early German modernists may have had a point. Funny enough, in a house of glass, the views of the landscape are its wallpaper. Johnson was quoted to say, "I have very expensive wallpaper." Now, back to our regularly scheduled programming of the Lipstick Building. Despite the name of the building, the architects did not use a lipstick tube as inspiration for the design of the building. The developer requested a shape that would stand out and make, quote, every office a corner office, quote. According to Johnson, the elliptical shape of the perimeter colonnade surrounding the building is reminiscent of the Baroque period in which this form was very fashionable. The elliptical form of the building also ensures that there are no differences between the offices located in the perimeter of the building, since by definition, the ellipse, similar to a circle, has no vertices and therefore no corners. The rationale for such a dramatic and expensive building polished red granite does not come cheap, was to attract high-rent tenants to the then, in 1986, less desirable neighborhood. Apparently, that strategy did not quite work. The building's owners went bankrupt in 2010. Although there were several businesses that occupied the 34 floors of the Lipstick Building, it probably didn't help that the most famous tenant was Bernie Madoff. From a New York Times article titled "Where Wealth Went to Vanish" in December 2008, the 17th floor of the Lipstick Building was described as the epicenter of what may be the largest Ponzi scheme in history. The article went on to describe the busy stock trading operation that occupied the 19th floor, and the computers and paperwork of Bernie Madoff Investment Securities filled the 18th floor. However, the 17th floor was Bernie Madoff's sanctum, occupied by fewer than two dozen staff members and rarely visited by other employees. It was called the hedge fund floor, which federal prosecutors quickly determined that the work of Mr. Madoff did there was actually a fraud scheme resulting in losses of over $60 billion. His 2008 article described the 17th floor as an occupied zone as, quote, investigators and forensic auditors tried to piece together what Mr. Madoff did with the billions entrusted to him by individuals, banks, and hedge funds around the world, end quote. Coincidentally, just after Madoff was arrested in 2008 and sent to prison, the owners of the Lipstick Building filed for bankruptcy. The building then became the property of the Royal Bank of Canada, which formed the new Lipstick LLC to manage the structure. To close out on our stop here, I'm going to leave you with a few fun facts about the Lipstick Building. Number one, when you enter the building, you will find a large lobby with 30-foot-high ceilings, which is surprising to be a really hollow space inside the building surrounded by columns. This is achieved by the fact that the elevators and emergency stairs are located at the bottom of the building and not in the typical central position. Number two, the lobby, as well as welcoming visitors, hosts a series of kiosks and a cafeteria that has adopted as the official name Lipstick Cafe. The rest of the building is used entirely to house offices of different companies. Number three, although the so-called Lipstick Building is best known for its 34-story elliptical telescoping shaft, there's a 9-story box behind the shaft that is also part of the site. The box for the Lipstick, perhaps? And lastly, the clearest angle to catch the Lipstick Building, especially for Instagram, is walking northward on the west side of 3rd Avenue. It's the best way to see the atypical elliptical lines and to catch the vibrant imperial red granite up against the horizontal bands of stainless steel.